Never cheese.
I didn't ever do that.
Did you ever make anything out of hog's blood? Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese, the juice of the sausage, or the liver sausage, and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat, and cook it? And then later on, after it gets cold, slice it up and fry it? Mm-hmm. You ever heard anything like that?
I don't know if I have. I know to use it that way.
Suppose you had kept your butter too long, it didn't taste good. What would you call it? If you kept your butter too long, say.
Well, it'd be old butter.
Mm-hmm. You have anything you call that?
I don't know what you'd call it. I'd call it spoiled butter.
What about the thick, sour milk that you keep on hand?
The clabber, buttermilk. Mm-hmm.
What do you make from clabber? Is there anything you can make from clabber?
Clotted cheese.
Oh. Okay. What do you do with the milk to get the impurity out of it? To get the impurity out of it?
Pasteurize.
Mm-hmm. You ever take it after milking, say, would you take it and you'd
strain it?
Yeah, you'd strain the...
You strain it to the strainer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. And say okay. Do you know something that's baked in a deep dish, say, something like fruit pie, except has several layers of fruit and pastry? Say maybe made with apples with a crust on top? Something like that?
With meat?
No, made with fruit, and it can be baked in a deep dish, maybe with apples, maybe peaches.
Oh yeah, like pies, cobbler.
Do you know how they would go about doing that? How they would make them?
I don't know. I don't know cook.
Okay. If someone has a good appetite, you say he sure likes to put away his...
food?
Did you use anything else except for food? Ever say anything else, maybe something you used to say? Except for food, you say, he sure likes to put away his...
grub.
What would you call that milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and maybe nutmeg or something like that you might pour over pie?
Whipped cream?
Maybe sort of a sweet liquid you maybe use with pudding or something?
I don't know what this is. They use a whipped cream, I don't know what to use.
I'm going to give you a sweet liquid, maybe syrup.
Yeah,
maybe
so.
Food taken between regular meals, you might say that's a...
snack.
Is that, does it make any difference whether it's between meals, you eat just a little thing or maybe a big thing? Between your regular meals, it would still be a snack? Okay, now you're talking about that. You say, breakfast at 7 o'clock, I
ate. Mm-hmm. Ate breakfast, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you might say, yesterday at that time, I had already...
I would have eaten.
Mm-hmm. And last week, I... every day last week, I...
ate breakfast at 7 o'clock.
You were talking about coffee before. Do you drink? How would you, when you're preparing it, what would you say you were doing in preparing coffee?
Making coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Boiling.
What do you drink when you're thirsty? Say
water.
Mm-hmm. You drink it in a, maybe you drink a
glass of water.
Mm-hmm. And what would you drink it out of? Just if maybe...